Chapter 2. To be honest, I don't know how you've become as notorious as you are, Tim says when he teleports them to the outskirts of the Ace Chemical Factory. Jason's not sure if this place was shut down for safety violations, environmental reasons, or because it really is that much of a blotch on Gotham's already disgusting waterfront. And if I'm being honest, I'm willing to admit a lot of it is luck. Lady Fortune smiles on me, Jason replies, turning to squeeze Tim's shoulders and look him in the eye. Hey, you really don't have to come. I mean, I know you feel like you have to because soul bond thing or whatever, but you don't. This isn't your job, and to be frank, it's kind of dangerous and irresponsible of me to let you do this. Tim blinks at him before smiling. I know, it's kind of exciting. I don't want you to get hurt. For more than professional, it'll make me look bad reasons, Jason stresses. You're nice. And kind of good looking and strangely attractive when you're kicking ass and setting things on fire. Tim shrugs Jason's hands off his shoulders, catching Jason's wrist and squeezing it. Thank you, really, but I can take care of myself. And you need all the help you can get. I'm really not going anywhere. Jason breathes and leans forward, knocking his forehead against Tim's. All right, Jason breathes in and out. Besides, you owe me dinner, Tim continues, tugging on Jason's jacket. I can't let you weasel out of that, can I? Jason smiles a bit, flicking Tim's forehead. Tim's eyes laugh and glint at him, and he spins his wand between his long, quick fingers. Yeah, I guess you can't. As Stephanie would say, I'm feeling some really, really bad juju, Tim whispers as they creep along a maze of abandoned machinery at the packing bay. Tim sends his witch light up higher, but no matter how the light shines, everything just looks old and abandoned. Which is, it's wrong. It's strange. It's not right. Something's wrong. Jason agrees. He can feel his hair standing up on end. Something is seriously setting him off. It's too quiet, Jason whispers. Can you check the area? I can't feel anything, Tim whispers back. There must be some kind of dampener on the place. I hate sorcerers, Jason mutters. Stay close to me, all right? Jason can't hear anything except for them. He doesn't hear signs of a struggle. He doesn't hear rats or birds or even wind. Nothing. All the packing crates are empty, and Jason can't find anyone else. Tim just shakes his head. Nothing. I've been casting spells to look, but nothing. I can't even find a spider. It's very eerie. They make their way through the factory, eventually coming towards the center of the factory. Wait, Tim whispers, hand darting out to stop Jason from moving forward. Do you hear that? Hear what? Jason whispers, closing his eyes to focus. He can hear Tim breathing. He can hear himself. And there, just at the edge of his hearing, something quiet, bubbling. Some sort of liquid bubbling. The factory is active, Tim whispers. When Jason opens his eyes, they're making something. Jason swallows. This place didn't store the kids. It doesn't look like anything was kept here long term. Unless it was already in the liquid. Whatever it is. Tim looks faintly green, even with the warm, yellow-red glow of his witchlight. Jason squeezes Tim's hand, letting it go to draw his gun. He flicks the safety off and proceeds forward. There's a light. The sounds grow louder the deeper they go, and the sounds of machinery, metal moving, clanking. Jason waves Tim back when they get to the end of the hallway, just before the light spills onto the floor. Tim nods and dispels his witchlight, but he holds Jason back for a moment, reaching into his pocket to bring out a pouch of something. He smears some of it onto Jason's forehead with his thumb, mouthing, "Ash for protection." Jason can feel Tim's magic settling around him as Tim closes his eyes and rests his hand on Jason's head, whispering protections and layers upon layers of charms and spells. The magic is warm. Cass told him that magic feels different. It depends on intent. Her curse felt bad. It felt constricting. But it didn't hurt. It didn't feel bitter or evil. It was like having her hands loosely tied behind her back. It didn't hurt. It didn't make her too uncomfortable. She could forget it was there if she wasn't paying attention sometimes. It only hurt when she'd forget and try to do something that her normal self could do, and she'd fail because she wasn't herself. Jason's gotten hit by his fair share of spells before. They hurt. They felt angry. Sometimes they hurt so incredibly badly. Even just holding jinxed or enchanted items, you could feel it. Jason's red cloak that Alfred gave him felt safe, dependable. The cloaks Tim made for him felt strong. They felt like they had their own life, their own spirits, and those spirits were saying, "We've got a job to do." The bullets he's got enchanted feel simple, just a soft tingle of magic, neither here nor there. This feels different. It feels warm. It feels light. It feels like standing in a light, warm drizzle. The water almost evaporates just as it touches your skin, leaving you refreshed. It feels safe and right and good. "Okay," Tim whispers, and Jason can feel the magic on Tim's skin as Tim takes his hand back. "You're ready, I think." Jason nods, turns back towards the light, and cautiously moves in. Jason hates clowns. "Well, well, well, what do we have here?" Jason hates sorcerers. Jason flinches when sparks of raw magic rain down from the ceiling. The gangway sways and the air smells like sulfur. The giant chemical vats are filled with slowly bubbling and sizzling green liquid that glows. The clown is swinging on a large metal chain, one foot on the curve of a hook, and a cane swinging in the air as he laughs and sways like a fucking chandelier. "Stop where you are," Jason yells over the sound of magic and metal and steam, "and shut the hell up." He doesn't think it's going to work, of course. No one ever listens. And people who do things like this don't listen to the standard bring him in spiel, but he has to try anyway. "Oh, how rude. You're the one crashing the party. Must you be such a sourpuss? But what's this? Enchantments? Oh, well, aren't you lucky?" Laughter that crawls up Jason's spine and spreads prickles over his bones and skin and teeth. "Let's see how lucky." Jason has never been good at raw magic fights. It's not his thing. He's good at dodging and he's good at hand-to-hand. Jason's good at taking people down from afar and making traps. But he's never going to be one of those witch hunters who can go against a witch flinging spells left and right, especially not in an enclosed space. He can smell the singed air when he drops in time to avoid a magic bolt to the face. He can feel Tim's enchantments around him shimmering, the magic arranging itself to make up for holes and weakening spots and defenses. But this guy has crazy aim and a terrifying amount of magical power in each shot. But who, I do wonder, who would put these enchantments on you? You are not a witch, are you? No, I don't think so. Harley! Jason turns, spins when he sees something red and white blur out of the corner of his vision, and swears, because sorcerers may not have familiars, but this one has a thrall, and that's Tim! Jason yells, firing at the red and black woman who bounces and springs like she's a fucking ballerina. Fuck! The laughter is doubled now, male and female. "Tim, just get out of here!" Jason yells. "Teleport!" "I don't think so," the clown laughs. "Not here. Where's the fun in that? Come out, little mouse. The game's just started." "The area's blocked off," Tim says, running past the woman, wand out as he creates a shield around himself. The woman hisses in frustration before pulling a giant mallet out of nowhere and proceeding to smash against Tim's shield. "I can't teleport out and I can't get Nvidia in." "Oh, hell," Jason whispers. "Language." Laughter, and then something sinister in the shadows. "But you know, it's such a shame. The party's just gotten started. But I have to skedaddle off. Daddy's a busy, busy man, you know. Why don't you just stay and enjoy the light show?" J- Jason swears and fires. Useless, he knows, as the clown blinks out of existence. The woman follows shortly after with a loud pop. Tim's curled up on the gangway, protective shield fading as he gets up. They both look down when the vats of liquid suddenly start getting very, very loud. The light is glowing much brighter, and Jason swears, "God fucking damn it!" and yells towards Tim, "Put your shield back up! Now, now, now!" Jason closes his eyes as he hears Tim yell out something over the roar and hiss and snarl of the explosion. The end. The music used in this podfic is the Pied Piper theme, Flute Only, by Mark Isham. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!